Chapter 25. Our Father's Sons. Battle Barge Charybdis, the Sanctum. It felt like a mausoleum, only less dignified. The cold and solemnity of the vault on Macragge had been exchanged for the cold and solemnity of a cargo hold. Numeon dubbed it the Sanctum, and in many ways Zitos supposed it was. The memorial flame had been replaced by a phosphor loom, but this was still a grave, and not a cryostasis chamber, as some believed.
"Enter, then, if you're going to."
Numeon didn't look up. He was crouched down in reverie, clutching the sigil as always, and looking for any sign of life. At the Pyre Captain's request, Zon had rigged a bioreader to the Primarch's casket. Any faint rhythm, a stirring, no matter how small, would be detected. Nothing had changed. Vulcan remained in seemingly eternal slumber. As he stepped across the Sanctum's threshold, Zitos noticed blood on Numeon's hands. The sight of it trickling down the haft of the ceremonial fuller made Zitos uneasy.
"Our presence on Rampart did not go unnoticed." "Impossible. We brought down all their ships."
"Not before one sent out a pulse." A tremor of consternation registered below Numeon's sightless eye.
"The Death Guard frigate?"
Zitos nodded.
"They'll come for us, out of petty revenge, if nothing else."
"Agreed. Your orders, then?"
"Are your orders, Sergeant. Do as you see fit. I shall maintain vigil here."
Numeon glanced over when he realized Zitos was still there.
"Something to say?"
"On Rampart, you said something during the mission," Zitos began.
"I said several things, brother. You must narrow it down."
"My men, you called them. Our battle brothers, the 66 from Macragge, the Pyre."
"We had fewer than 66 on Rampart."
"You meant all of them. Respect me enough not to deny that."
"Respect you?"
Numeon scowled, rising to face him.
"I thought I was respecting you. You led our brothers in the absence of our father and kept them together. They should follow you, not my rank."
"You are our leader now. If we make it back to Nocturne..."
"When we make it back, brother,"
Numeon warned him.
"On Nocturne, you will take us back into the war. Give us purpose."
"We have a purpose. Vulcan is our purpose. He will rise again, just as he has risen before. I am not Legion Master, not whilst we have a Primarch. If we are to succeed, I cannot believe in anything else."
"We are but one ship, cast into the void. Your beliefs could kill us all."
Numeon's declaration was emphatic.
"I would sacrifice everything for this."
Zitos tried reason.
"Lead us, Numeon. You hide yourself in this tomb, waiting for a miracle. Step out of the shadows and into the light. It is madness to hold to this course."
"And what would you do, if not this? Stay on Macragge as a symbol of Gilliman's fear?"
"What fear?"
Zitos tried, but could not keep the growl out of his voice.
"That terror is gone, the Emperor slain. You are willing to believe in that horror, but not that our father lives. Tell me, brother, when did you lose all hope?"
Zitos stared sadly.
"When I looked upon his cold corpse."
Something primal and anguished roared out of Numeon. Denial, anger, pain, frustration. Emotions coalesced and warred for dominance. He tackled Zitos around the torso and bore him down, despite the Themian's bulk. Hitting the deck hard, they raised a loud clamor as metal struck metal. Zitos lashed out, punching Numeon in the face and staggering him.
"You've asked for this," said Zitos. "Every damn blow."
Numeon blocked a right hook with his forearm, trapped it, and landed a palm strike to Zitos's solar plexus. armor plate dented. Zetos grimaced, hurting. He grappled Numeon, pinning his arms and hurling him against the cargo hold wall. Holding on, he began to tighten his grip. Numeon's knee hit like a mace. Zetos grunted in pain, and he released his grip a little. Using the respite, Numeon freed an arm and smashed his elbow down on Zetos's clavicle. Almost loose now, he brought up his knee again into the Themian's unprotected chin. Zetos staggered back, momentarily stunned. Numeon let him wipe the blood from his mouth. That was a mistake. Zetos rushed him, a brutal shoulder charge. A battering ram, clad in adamantium and ceramite, drove the air from Numeon's lungs and hoisted him off his feet. His head sprang back, jerked by the Themian's hard skull hitting his chin. Crimson arced from Numeon's mouth. In a brawl, momentum was everything. Zetos had the impetus. Numeon fought inertia. The blade of each hand, spring-loaded and unleashed into either side of the Themian's neck, put Numeon back on level terms. Zetos sagged. He was choking. Shrugging off unconsciousness, Numeon released an explosive jab that cracked his brother's plastron. Falling, Zetos found nothing to grasp but air and slipped. He backed up and went low, almost down to his knee. A hail of blows came in fast, powerful. His defense kept out the worst of it, but Zetos was reeling. Swinging blind, he caught Numeon's midriff with his arm, held on, and hurled him into the back of the cargo hold. Though sprawling, Numeon was quickly on his feet, but Zetos landed two right jabs, followed by a crushing left hook that put him down again.
"What does this prove?" Zetos growled.
Battered, bloody, and bruised, his face had become a mask of pure rage. Numeon's was no better. He tried to rise. Zetos hit him again.
"Stay down," he warned.
Glaring, snarling through blood-rimed teeth, Numeon attempted to rise again. Zetos hit him harder.
"You'll have to kill me," Numeon said, drooling blood. "I believe you."
All the anger in his face bled away as Zetos let his arms fall in a gesture of submission. Unsteady, Numeon got up. A faltering step took him within striking distance. Arm trembling, he raised his fist.
"Our father may be dead, but we are brothers still," said Zetos. "Are we not enough?" "He is our Primarch, Barak."
Even saying it, Numeon knew it was no answer, no excuse. His fist unclenched, his arm dropped to his side. It was over. Zetos walked away, weary, and left Numeon alone to wallow in anger and self-pity.
"Alive or dead," he said, leaving, "this would not be Vulcan's will." "I ask for nothing but hope," Numeon uttered to his back. "Then give it to us, but not like this."